This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, December 10th. The national weekly U.S. cash base price is moving incrementally higher so far this week, now 12 cents U.S. 100 higher than last week's base. Compared to other marketing years, however, it stands out as a bit of an anomaly. There can be a lull between U.S. Thanksgiving in November and Christmas before Christmas orders start to be filled, but it entirely depends on what buyers do and how packers process those orders, which brings us to this year. When Christmas Day lands in the middle of the week, weekly slaughter levels drop expectedly compared to a normal production week. But because the statutory holiday is later in the week this year, there's a lot of chatter that packers will be pulling more forward than usual to get ahead of the disruption. Production volume will still be lower than the previous week, but it could motivate packers to be more aggressive bidding in the spot market to keep their production commitments full. That appears to be the case at least last week when the Western Corn Belt saw some support representing a complete reversal from the trend seen in the beginning of October. While the Western Corn Belt is not used for price discovery in Western Canada, it is watched for clues because it typically leads pricing trends. The Western Corn Belt national spread is still amid the largest seen this year, which has been the case for weeks, so the overall trend is still lower. But it should not be too surprising to see some support in the formula regions this week based on some of that pull forward activity.